From lands near and far, here is this week's edition of the Odyssey series. From the continent of Africa to North and South America to the Caribbean come ancient folkloric narratives about cultural celebrations, religious traditions, as well as those grounded in social and ethical norms expressed in song. Storytelling avenues using music appear in Aesop's Fables, The People Could Fly by author Virginia Hamilton, in the canon of North American Afrocentric folk, jazz, and in popular music. Consistent with diverse cultures around the globe, these and a host of other music-centered narratives have historically been used to convey messages that include prescribed ethical pathways, ideas on social constructs, and for education for both adults and children. Some narratives in African storytelling were passed down orally from one generation to the next and reimagined in songs that offer musical treatments of old stories purely for the delight of children. One such tale dates back hundreds of years. It's called Anansi, an amusing anecdote about a mischievous spider who uses its wits to trick, outmaneuver, and outsmart other animals.
Thinking big with them 8 legs. Ah! Little Anansi not strong like tiger. No, 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 no. Little Anansi not strong like tiger. No, 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 no. Always hungry. I'm thinking of chicory.
Anansi, the cunning eight-legged spider with an upper torso like a human, finds its origins among the Ashanti people of Ghana, West Africa. One version says that once upon a time, there lived a spider called Anansi. His wife was an excellent cook, and yet the greedy Anansi loved nothing more than to taste other people's food. The numerous variants of Anansi traveled with enslaved Africans to the Caribbean. As it goes, Anansi loved to torment other animals, especially those that are larger and stronger, like tigers, who routinely have food that Anansi wants and, in the end, gets. Stories about Anansi, considered to be the god of all knowledge of accounts, remain among the essential animal characters of West African and Caribbean folklore, and they give life and a unique voice to even the smallest creatures on Earth. Today, stories about Anansi can be heard in the Caribbean and North America, where annual festivals commemorate the adventures of Anansi.
I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create a greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org.